my last visit, and half that up in Saks. I favor black businesses. Assuming I'm rooting for everybody that's black. Yeah. Yeah. Assuming I'm rooting for everybody that's black. Yo. Look. Assuming I'm rooting for everybody that's black. Spent about two racks on handmade new rags. Assuming I'm rooting for everybody that's black.
Let me tell you, I had a good nap today, so I'm wired up. We have our new friend Danielle. Let me tell you, Danielle look like she like 14, but she's really 18 and stuff. We gonna get video for y'all eventually, but until then, imaginary is always best. So Danielle, what's going on with you? How are you today?
I'm good. I'm a little tired from school, but other than that, I'm okay.
You hear her? She's tired from school. That mean you did a lot of work today?
Yes, a lot.
Nothing like me in school. That's what's up. What grade you in?
I'm a senior. Class of 2020.
She's a senior. Class of 2020.
Yes.
I just celebrated the class of 2009 in college. Oh, I feel old, but I'm going to just say we the same age. So we both about to turn 18. You about to turn 18? Mm-hmm. So I'm turning 18, so. So today, listen, we're going to talk about the trials and tribulations of being a senior in high school, preparing for college. So we'll talk with Danielle to see her tips. How do we get over the trials and tribulations of being a senior?
Well, coming into my senior year, I was prepared, but I really wasn't at the same time. And what I mean by that is I knew I wanted to go to college, but I didn't know, like, what colleges I wanted to go to.
Okay.
So right now I'm trying to research more schools, and I feel like I don't have enough time to do that. So I wish I went back and researched more schools. That way I could have came into 12th grade like, yeah, I want to go here. I want to go here for that. So that's one tip, I guess you could say.
So is that the school job to provide those colleges, or y'all doing it on your own?
I feel like a little bit of both, because okay. I feel like I could have been doing my own research, being though that I knew I wanted to go to college. Oh, wow. And at my school, we could have had like little workshops and stuff like that.
Do y'all have like the guidance counselors still? Yes. To help y'all with the colleges?
Yes, we do. I knew my counselor since my freshman year.
Okay.
So that was a good thing. So I was exposed to, I guess you could say, college readiness. Also, okay. I was also exposed to college because I went to my sophomore year. I went to Penn State.
Okay.
I spent 5 weeks over there. I wrote a 12-page research paper. It was crazy. So
on
I
Penn
guess
State?
I
went.
Yes.
Did you go to Penn State?
No, I went to Penn State.
Which one really? Was it?
Everton.
Well, I was at the main campus. So many people.
Check you out.
It was really fun, but I guess I was exposed to college that way, and that's how I knew I actually wanted to go to college when I did that research paper.
That's what's up.
So, yeah, I feel like it's a little bit of both. I could have did more on my end.
Yeah, I remember being in school, and the counselors, I think, gave us a list of, like, schools. Mm-hmm. And then you just applied. But, again, this was, like, 05. But let's keep in mind that, again, me and her about to turn 18. But, you know, back in my days, I remember it was, like, the guidance counselor, and you would go see what schools were interesting. Mm-hmm. And preparing. What about the whole SAT thing? Is that still a 12th grade thing or 11th grade?
I took my SATs my 11th grade year, so you okay. can take it either 11th or 12th. I took it my 11th grade year. I just retook it the 16th, and I'm going to retake it in December. I'm not that good at tests, so
okay.
I already know I need to take it 3 times to at least achieve a score.
When you take it 3 times, is it the best score or all combined?
Yes, it's okay. The best score. So most colleges do something called super score, so they take
okay.
the best score from each test you take and combine it. But most of my schools that I applied to are test optional, so that's great.
That's real good. Yeah. That's real good.
Mm-hmm.
Test optional. No test for me. So what colleges you looking at too?
So right now, Temple, Penn State, Providence College. That's in Rhode Island. I don't okay. know if I want to go there though. I mean, I'll be visiting in November, and the information I got was really good, but it's kind of far.
How far is it?
5 hours away. It's in Rhode Island.
Oh, that's something. That's something small. You can walk there. What else you looking at?
East Stroudsburg. I got accepted to Chestnut Hill College, and I got accepted to Eastern University. So I applied to those two schools as well. I applied to Bloomsburg. Kutztown.
Okay.
And I feel like I'm forgetting some other schools, but
I feel like you're forgetting a lot of schools. I don't hear any HBCUs on the list. Please tell me why. What's your reason?
That's a good question. I haven't really looked into any HBCUs. Well, since Howard, like, I went to Howard campus. They They seem lit over there.
Okay.
They do. It's just like the program I'm in for my senior year. I'm in a dual enrollment program, so I'm finishing my senior year at CCP. So so I'm they don't accept, they may not accept my credits, but now that you said HBCUs, I'm trying to think.
I'm going to look up some HBCUs to give to her so she can apply. Let's first start with Virginia State University, okay?
Okay.
do you have HBC? Well, you know, he's a Penn State, Evanston.
I left college. I'm not a college advocate. That's just me. I'm not an advocate.
I mean, well, at least you could say you went, right?
No, I wasted time and I owed money for going.
How long did you stay?
That's me. I was there for 4 years.
Really?
Yeah, but I went to Penn State Everton, so my loans is not like, once I seen the college hustle, like I just be trying to be quiet. Because I don't want to taint nobody. Like, I mean, I know what it is, but people got to touch the fire to learn that it's hot.
Yeah.
Once I learned the college hustle, I got out immediately so that I could cap my debt. My debt less than 20 grand. So it's
that's like, good.
It's cool. See what I'm saying?
I'm jealous.
A lot of people tell me about that.
And I just think that the conversation has to lead with that. Like, we can't talk about all of it. Like, everybody who's been to college ain't telling you about the financial part because they want to tell you the positive part first.
Yeah.
Like, lead with how you got 106 figures in debt. Like, lead with that to young kids. Like, that's, you know what I mean? Like, that's,
I like that.
So if you
that's
feel
what I would say.
Somebody was coming to you and saying, we're going to have debt like $60,000 every freaking year, though. Like, that's a lot of money.
That is.
Well, do you feel like that will alter your decision, or would you still go?
I still think I would still go due to the fact that I'm not an overachiever, but I love learning. Like, I don't limit my learning. So I do want to achieve higher and stuff like that. And I'll be first generation, so.
Oh, okay. So it could be different reasons why people would attend school.
So yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that's.
But
so you got some
I am like looking at my options, you know, trying to stay in, like, for instance, stay in state so I don't have to take out that many loans.
Okay.
Apply for as many scholarships as I can, maintain my GPA, my grades, my SAT scores, because, you know, the higher that stuff is, the better, the more money from college you get. So I'm just trying to, you know, weigh out all my options, and that's it.
Okay. I'm still going to look up you some HBCUs.
Okay.
I like college. I felt that college was a good experience.
Mm-hmm.
I did go to grad school at Widener. I didn't want to go to grad school. I went to grad school because my mom told me to go. My mom, child. And I'm stuck paying a loan that I feel she should be paying back because I never wanted to go. But we'll get into that another day. We'll talk to her about that another day. However, undergrad at HBCU was a really good experience. But I do think it was more so experience than education. Like, it wasn't. Mm-hmm. I think it was a good 4 years, the best 4 years. But when I think about it, it's more so fun. You wouldn't say, in 4 years I learned this, I learned that. It was more so just learning how to be an adult or being with people. So, but as I get older, I do be thinking, like, what are we teaching children? Are we teaching children to go to college? Are we letting them know that this is a crazy debt for no reason, just for fun? Mm-hmm. Or are we encouraging trade schools? Or are we encouraging classes? Because you said you want to further your education.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like you want to be in college, or do you feel like you could do that with trade school?
That's a good question. I don't really know the answer to that, but I could think about it and get back to you on that one. Because if I was to do a trade, I really wouldn't know what I would do it. What trade I would do. I just know that. I know that I like helping people. I love helping people, giving people advice. I just know I don't want to be a nurse.
So what you going to school for? What you studying?
Psychology.
Okay, well, did you study psychology too? My sister studied psychology in Bloom's. She did pretty good up there.
Good.
But if you study psychology, you do need a degree for the things that you're trying to accomplish. What's your ultimate career goal?
Clinical psychologist, maybe clinical counseling, possibly that or school counseling. But if I do school counseling, I can just, I believe I can get my master's in education and then from there. Yeah.
She's educated. She's going all the way. Don't play with her freaking education. Okay, so you said psychology. Okay, let's look up Lincoln University. You know, any school is good as long as you get your education.
You're right.
So then you still applying and still waiting to hear back.
Yes.
What's your main choice? You ain't get like what you waiting to hear from now?
I had a main choice, but then like one thing I noticed about me, I can't stick to anything. Like,
okay.
Which sucks. Like, I change so much. Like I think so much and stuff like that. My first choice was Penn State, and that was only because I went there.
Okay.
But now I'm starting to think, like, I really don't know my first choice. But at this point, like I was saying, with college, with money and stuff like that, I'm going wherever gives me the most money, and it'll be a plus if they're giving me the most money and I'm interested in the school. But I'm interested right now in Chestnut Hill because they have a 3-2 program, which means in psychology, which means you graduate in 5 years with your master's.
Wow, so that would be good for you since you want to get your master's.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they're offering that when I was in school. I would ask you, but you really didn't care, huh? What did you do your 4 years?
I played basketball my first year.
Okay.
Because I was
so you was active.
Yeah, I was the best, but that's what it was. That's why I would say it's just I would really a couple things. One, I only went to school so I could play basketball, and I didn't want to go to school. And then once I realized how tied in school was to basketball, that's when I chalked it.
Okay.
Okay.
I was duped. I'm in the same boat. I never wanted to go to college. I knew from jump. Like I had people telling me. And I heard you say that you really want to go to whatever college give you the most money. Why you don't pick your major that way?
That's a good question.
So, in reference to picking a major that has the most money.
But right. I think that also goes off of interest, you know? Like, what am I interested in?
Yeah,
like so I said, I know I don't want to be a nurse.
Interest,
like,
your interest is going to get you interest.
That makes sense.
And that do make sense.
So you just said you indecisive, so you might go and you might change your major.
Right. You're right about that.
And that's going to take longer and more money. So what I would say is I think you should work backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I plan anything, I think about my outcome.
That's true.
So your outcome in college is you want to make the most money, right?
Right.
So
be happy.
You should research who's paying the most money if that's what you're going to college for. You don't have to research it. I'll tell you who's doing it right now. STEM.
Mm-hmm.
Science, technology, engineering, and math.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not going to college for any of them four things, I got a newsflash for you. You're not going to get paid. You're not going to have a job.
Listen.
Got another newsflash for you. Science, technology, engineering, and math, you don't need to go to college to learn.
That's true, yeah. Because
I just
they
came from California.
Of...
I've been out there for 3 years. You can go to a program and learn IT in 8 months and be making $120,000 in less than a year.
Well, I'm about to look that up. Where's IT programs in Philly?
Oh, you look them up. ITT Tech. It's probably Then it's a bunch of coding. Coding is what runs the world. You watch The Matrix? You ever seen The Matrix?
No.
I wasn't a fan.
Matrix come on.
Oh, well, all those little
the numbers,
whatever that is.
That's the equation to life. That's why we here. It just we don't know that because we go to college for our interest and not to learn stuff.
Yeah, I'm thinking because when I went to Virginia State, it definitely was turned up. That was a big factor.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So,
it definitely was turned up.
You can go to trade school for 8 months, make $120,000, and then go visit whatever college you want to and say what's up to your friends just for the turn up and not have no responsibility of having to pass classes. That's just me. Now, I'm not saying that that's what you would, but that's, in hindsight, that would have been my plan. One, I would have learned who's paying money.
Mm-hmm.
Two, I would have went into that field. I would have figured out the fastest way to get to it. I know the fastest way to get to anything, not going to school for 4 years, because the first two, you're giving me electives to suck money out of me.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, if I want to be a doctor, I need to be cutting something open freshman year.
Okay.
That's real.
I know, that makes sense. You're right on it.
That's just real.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just being real.
Yeah, you are.
Like I said, I learned the college hustle. Once I learned the college hustle, I got out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Did I still go to colleges and turn up? Yeah. And it felt a lot better when I didn't have to go to school on Monday and be grateful.
Right.
I felt it was a lot guilt-free. But that's just all I would say is I would work backwards. If you're going to school for money, find out where the money is and then work backwards.
Okay.
Oh, this job got the money. What are the companies that's paying in this? Oh, these are the companies. Where are the employees? Where does this company get in their people from? what are some of the schools that this, oh, they're going to this school. Mm-hmm. Oh, what programs are these? And then you'll end up all the way at, oh, you end up all the way back at, okay, what college should I go to? And then you'll be equipped with why you're going there, how much money you'll be spending to go there, how much money you'll be able to make coming out of there. That's how you should plan college if that's where you want to go. Yeah. I don't think you should plan it around your interests. Like, you should plan Saturday around your interests. Not college.
That's so funny.
I understand that. And that kind of also goes back to what I was saying, like, how I felt like I didn't have enough time to research the colleges. Because,
right.
like, now okay. that you're saying that, it's like, I could have been doing that and, you know, Absolutely. Looking at different colleges. I don't know. It's just been, like, I don't know. Education to me is just important, especially.
It is, very.
Especially. Right.
But it's schools. That's a lot of things. That's one thing that we do is we always link education with school. Education is absolutely important.
That is true.
We do link it with school. That is true.
But it's school. I mean, it's like we almost give them reign over your education. Like, you almost submitting and then give, which at 35 is something I never do now. I'm in an argument every day.
He's in an argument every day.
And it's cool. Like because the world calls it an argument. I just know I think for myself.
Right.
So I'm not even arguing with the person I'm arguing with. Every day I'm just challenging the world's status quo in a different messenger.
Right.
Because the people who I debate with and argue with, they don't really know no better. They mm-hmm. just follow that.
They just follow that
status quo. Like, I'm told that this is how things go. And the minute things go outside of these, I'm start losing my mind. Like,
mm-hmm.
and I'll just, you know what I mean? And I'm from the school of, like, life don't start till you, like, you're not making progress till you get uncomfortable. People think they're making progress when they're comfortable. Like,
that's what they
think. You know what I mean? What in comfort is making, what makes you innovative? What makes you say, I need to fix this, I need to change this, I need to make something new if you're comfortable? Comfort.
Right, that's true.
You can't invent from comfort. Feel what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. you just can't. Like, that's just not how life works. If you're comfortable, you don't want nothing about that comfort to change.
Right.
As soon as you leave it, you're trying to get back to it.
Mm-hmm.
So, just some tidbits that I'll be thinking about.
That he thinks about in his spare time, his views are always controversial, which they're entertaining to me.
Right.
It's always, it always
makes you
debatable.
Think, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
It's because I think, and when I hear people talk, it's like I always ask people, like, or I tell people, that's what standardized testing is.
I hate testing.
Right, but you've been doing this since like first grade because it's conditioning you. It's conditioning you to say these are the only four answers, and the minute that it go outside of them four answers,
you're going crazy.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing with laws. The same thing. That's like these people who run this thing. They're not really creative at all.
What do you use to tell me about
they
that?
Just know how to, they found one equation that works and they just rework it. They mm-hmm. hide it. Like, it's the same thing. Like, yeah. It's the same thing that keeps you abiding by a law. Legal don't mean right.
Right. Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Like, legal don't mean right.
Mm-hmm.
That is true.
Legal don't mean right. It just means legal. Under these laws, you can do it.
We gotta make up our own rules. It makes sense.
Just be careful when you do it, because, you know what I mean? You don't have the power structure to go against it. But just,
right.
you know what I mean? I'm not saying go out there and break all the laws, but I'm just saying use your head.
Be mindful about it.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, too, because I feel like with Virginia State, my loans is, like, under 20K. But their widener loan, really, their grad school loan?
It's grad school.
Right.
It's grad school.
Every time I come over here, we at my mom's house, so y'all know. I be like, yo. Like, undergrad was enough. I ain't want to go to grad school. I just was like.
A lot of us are living out our parents' dreams.
That's what it is.
Just like you said, you're going to be the first one. Like.
That's important. Like,
yeah,
people,
to me, it's important.
Yeah, that's what it is. It was important for me to go to HBCU. It wasn't. But now that I have a daughter, I am thinking, like, when am I going to teach my daughter? Because to me, college was mandatory. Like, my mom was like, college, because she didn't go. But then I've experienced college. I don't know what would I promote to my daughter. Would I promote college or would I promote trade school?
Mm-hmm.
Because what's really the difference? Like, we are learning. Like you said, education is not really a school system.
Cool,
like,
yeah.
it's not anymore. You can go. I'm looking up HBCUs for her AIT programs. I had to let y'all know. But, you know, I guess it just depends on what you want to do and going from there.
Yeah.
People not even going to college to be nurses no more.
Yeah, you're right.
It's weird. Like, I used to, back then, it was like everything was college. You had to go to college. Now, I just spent 4 years in college and people making more than me. They ain't never even opened a book.
I hate it. I don't like it. I don't make as much money as the people that told me to go to college so that I can make more money than them. And that just shows you how uneducated our parents are. You have to get your own education. You have to read and research for yourself because they follow in wrestling, they call it kayfabe. They follow a script. And the script has just been given to them by our handlers. Like, it's just because they own the colleges. They never been to college. Like, you going to go to, I tell people all the time, you going to go to college and read about Homer, Socrates, and all these people and be tested on it and be expected to pass. And Homer, Socrates, and all these people never went to college.
See?
Like, make it make sense.
Yeah, but, and then most people that we're looking up to, I'm not sure if you're on social media, but most people that you look into that's making money never even went to college.
Yeah.
But yeah, in the household, back then my household was promoted like, you gotta go to college.
Yeah, it just make you a good worker. College, school, standardized testing, all it say is that, yo, we can get that person to follow directions and tell them, make them do whatever we want. That's why I'm in debates every day, because you can't make me do whatever you want.
Right.
And I hear the words through my mind, not through your filter.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes, like what you're saying and what you want me to comprehend it as and what you're really saying is two different things. And I know that. I can code switch. And that's the thing about it. But it's,
so you can teach me coding?
Not coding. I can teach you code switching and how to spook out here. In a white supremacist world, I could always do that. I can tell you how to move in a room full of vultures real good.
So if you guys need any tips on this topic, please
don't
hit them up.
Don't call me. No, don't call me.
Yeah, they might need some.
Don't call me. That's not for everybody because everybody don't respect it.
You're right.
That's just for privilege.
Mm-hmm. So consider yourself privileged. It's the first time I heard them offer such thing. You know. So I guess your last minute tips for people who may be struggling in their last year of 12th grade. 12th grade was fun. So yeah, was it fun? It was.
12th grade is fun. It's all worth it. Like sometimes I do get overwhelmed with all the essays, scholarship essays and stuff like that. But when I like really think, why am I doing this? And like I have a motivation. My grandma is my motivation because she passed away. So it's like she won't be able to, you know, she's not physically here to see me do everything. So I always like remember, all right, I'm doing this, so my grandma could be proud of me. So I just feel like just have a motivation. Like if you don't have a motivation, just try to find motivation within yourself. Stay positive. And it's
going to
be okay.
Yes, I don't know. It's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Y'all hear her out here. Look forward to her. She will be attending the HBCU, and she will do just fine. You know, so we just wanted to have a quick episode on the trials and tribulations of being a senior in high school and applying for college. We had a couple of topics, different views on college and trade school.
Right.
So we definitely appreciate y'all tuning in. Do you have a social media you want to shout out?
Yes.
Okay, what's your social media?
So I have a positivity page.
Okay.
You guys can follow me at positivity.revolves on Instagram.
Thank you for tuning in to the Petty Wednesday podcast. Petty Wednesday is your midweek reminder that life is short. Let's joke a little, laugh a lot. You can find Petty Wednesday on Instagram, Petty Wednesday, Facebook, Petty Wednesday, and sometimes on Twitter, Petty Wednesday. And make sure y'all download the mobile app, Petty Wednesday, available on all devices.